At the annual Mount Rapinski Run earlier this month, 15 people stood at the starting line in front of the Legion Hall in Haines, Alaska. Some participants were tourists. Commentator Heather Lendy was one of the five locals who turned out to run the race up the steep trail.
Before we start, organizers tell the out-of-towners that it's not a well-groomed trail. It's hardly a trail at all. The distance has never been measured, but is about 3 miles. The elevation gain is about 1,200 feet. After running up the Young Road Hill, racers trot, walk, or crawl from flagging tape to flagging tape, up cliffs and through thick woods. At the top, a 21-year-old volunteer sits in the fog next to an orange flag. I scramble toward her and say she should be running. "No way," she says, "not with my knee." 5 years ago, Dr. Jones examined my knee after a collision on the softball field. The anterior cruciate ligament was gone. "This will be a life-changing injury," he said. "I may never race up Mount Rapinski again." The first time Dr. Jones did the Rapinski run, he was 39, and he says in fairly good shape. His friend Hertz ran it that year, too. He says he'll never forget the way Dr. Jones walked up to the starting line, took off his good shirt, and ran up the mountain in street shoes and slacks. In Juneau, when the knee surgeon asked what my goals were for recovery, I told him I wanted to be able to walk up and down Mount Rapinski with my grandchildren someday. At 44, longevity is my new priority, not speed. I still know that in my head, but my heart occasionally asks for more. This morning, I don't want to be a middle-aged mother on a hike. I want to be a runner, an athlete, a hero, which is why, after passing the only other woman in the race, a prep school teacher from back east, I jump off a rock, land 8 feet down, skid, fall, get up, and keep on going as quick as I can. I'm glad I wore gardening gloves. A teenage boy goes by me leaping down ledges 10, even 20 feet at a time, catching saplings to break his fall. When I finally hit the road again, it feels like my legs have had some sort of seizure. They're not working. It takes a few yards to recover. Running down the middle of the road all by myself, I hear imaginary crowds cheering like crazy. I am Joan Benoit entering the Olympic Stadium. Suddenly, I'm so grateful and so proud that I almost cry. There is one fan clapping for me near the bottom. It's Ralph. He used to run the race before his knees gave out. Now he says someone is behind me on the hill, but he won't catch you. I think you bet he won't, and laugh out loud before sprinting as fast as I can to the finish line. A 19-year-old from Colorado won. I got a prize for being the first of two women entered, but I didn't really need it. Being my own hero for the rest of the day was reward enough.
The comments of Heather Lendy, a resident of Haines, Alaska, and a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News.